This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and welcome to another edition of Cinema Chat. We continue our virtual presentation, that's actually via phone line, with the executive director of the Michigan Theater, Russ Collins, and really good to hear your voice again, Russ.
Well, it's good to be on the air and talking about movies. It is a very, very complicated time in our current civilization, and COVID-19 certainly doesn't help anything for anybody.
Yeah, what was your reaction when the governor said she is not at all prepared to open theaters yet?
Well, that's part of the complication. It certainly has a negative impact on the state of Michigan theater and all the movie exhibitors in southeastern Michigan. We're happy to play our part in making sure that we keep the curb down, but it is very, very tough as restaurant owners and retail shops that have been closed for weeks and weeks and weeks and are now struggling to keep things going. It's tough for universities that have to decide how they're going to keep their students and faculty safe. It's a rough time. I'll be very glad when this pandemic era is in the rearview mirror.
As will we all.
We can think about other things.
In the meantime, there are ways to support the Michigan Theater and ensure its sustainability and get entertainment in return.
That's right. Well, if you're missing the popcorn, you can still get the popcorn on Tuesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. So you can go to our website and find out a little bit more detail about that. And then we have many, many films that are really wonderful. A couple of them feature local Ann Arbor folks. We have a documentary called The Fight, which is about the ACLU and the work that they do to fight for civil liberties. One of the featured people in that documentary about the work of the ACLU is Bridget, who grew up here in Ann Arbor, has a law degree, and she is the person that's primarily responsible for pursuing legal action for gender issues. And she is an amazing person that's highlighted in this movie. And then another movie that was made by a former Ann Arborite that many people know, Kevin Smokler, it's called Vinyl Nation, and it's about the new renaissance of vinyl records.
It's really taking hold again, isn't it?
It is. It's a very, very interesting point of view. And Record Store Day is actually coming up this weekend, so we've got a celebration that's coordinated with that.
Now, did you get rid of all your vinyl?
I didn't. I was never a big collector of it, but we have several boxes full of records, vinyl records here at our house. So how about you?
I gave away thousands of vinyl records, and I regret it immensely. You know, I got everything on CD and digitally transferred and all of that, and then in the computer. And so the guy I gave it to, because he had an actual stereo system still in his basement and liked to use it for parties, he ended up selling most of it and making a lot of money.
Oh, jeez. That makes it even worse.
It does.
Well, that's...
But I never have to pay for dinner with that guy.
That's right. You lost your memories and you lost a few bucks as well. That's tough. Well, in addition to Vinyl Nation, which, again, is this really wonderful documentary that's opening this weekend in a lot of places and to help celebrate Record Store Day this coming Saturday, we also have a documentary called Stage, The Culinary Internship, and it's about a nine-month apprenticeship, and there's eight apprentices that are assigned to this Michelin restaurant, and it's a very, very creative, very intense place. A chef, Andoni Luis Ardurez, is the featured chef, it's a very fascinating documentary about high-end restaurants and the creativity and hard work that goes in to make them work. We also have the Sundance Shorts Tours. So we usually do these at the theater every year. We have this special relationship with Sundance. This year it's virtual, so there's six short films that are part of an 80-minute program You can check that out on the Michigan Theater website, michtheater.org.
You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. Cinema Chat continues with Russ Collins from the Michigan Theater. And sorry for interrupting you, Russ.
Oh, yeah, no problem. There's a campus comedy, which seems appropriate for universities starting back up, mostly virtually, but it's called I Used to Go There. And it's about a 35-year-old writer who's had some success, but she hasn't had success with her latest book. Her book tour was canceled. So she takes an invitation to go back to her old college and speak at the college, and is really looking forward to this, but ends up with some misadventures with eccentric 20-year-olds. sounds pretty interesting, but she tries to strike the balance between the bittersweet, hilarious nature of her life and the journey that she takes to redefine her future. So I used to go there. Should be fun for a couple of college towns like Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti. Desert One is a documentary by Barbara Koppel, a very, very famous documentary maker, about the 1979 Iranian Revolution and the hostages that the United States tried to free. We also opened a film last week that I think WEMU listeners are going to be interested in. It's called Feels Good Man, and it's about Pepe the Frog, which you know, a comic book artist came up with as an interesting character that had nothing to do with right wing or white supremacy, but it was adopted by those organizations as a meme. And then the comic book artist really works very hard to take back the character that was...
Interesting. I'm completely unfamiliar with it.
Yeah, it's a very, very interesting story, appropriate for our time, and an urgent documentary to go check out. Feels Good Man is currently playing at the Michigan Theater website. And then we have some special films that I think are particularly interesting to WEMU listeners. They're music-oriented. Besides Vinyl Nation, which you should definitely check out, opening tomorrow, we have the documentary on the Cream magazine, which I know you're a big fan of.
I certainly was.
And, yeah, you can't be a fan anymore because they don't publish it, but it certainly was an important chapter in rock and roll journalism. Susie Q is about Susie Quattro, a Detroit musician who in 1973 broke through and has now had a 50-year career in music. And she was one of the first rock and roll women to play the bass. And
if you don't know her, I think she was Leather Tuscadero on Happy Days.
Yeah, she had a really connected relationship with Henry Winkler, who was one of the featured players in there. And he's actually interviewed in this documentary, as is Tina Weymouth.
Talking Heads, one of your
Talking
favorites.
Heads. Yeah, exactly. And Deborah Harry and Alice Cooper, another Detroiter. We have a really fun, good documentary, poignant, about Gordon Lightfoot, called If You Could Read My Mind. We still have the Ella Fitzgerald documentary, which you really should go check out, especially as an EMU jazz listener. Rebuilding Paradise, which is Ron Howard's documentary about Paradise, California, and the way that it got burned up. I mean, it's a tragic story.
Half the state's on fire again. So.
Exactly. Again, completely aligned with what's going on now. The John Lewis documentary, Good Trouble, again, really speaks to our time right now. And it is a very, very well-made documentary about the late congressman and civil rights activist who really made a difference and was a huge advocate for gun control, health care reform, immigration, as well as civil rights, which he dedicated his life to. A feature film that's doing some getting some really nice reviews called The Tobacconist. Now, we're doing this jointly with the Jewish Film Community in Ann Arbor, and it's part of the Jewish Film Festival, and it's about a relationship between Sigmund Freud, a friendship between Sigmund Freud and a young man just before the start of World War II. Bruno Ganz plays Freud and is
and apparently brilliant at it. Yeah,
he's very, very good. So anyway, lots to go check out. The there's stuff opening up this week, the Sundance Shorts and Vinyl Nation are something that everybody should go check out. So lots to see, but we're very anxious to get back, and someday we'll see everybody at the State and Michigan Theater.
And we hope it is sooner rather than later, as long as we can do it in healthy fashion. Meantime, when you go watch these movies, from the Michigan Theater website, there's an opportunity to support the Michigan Theater and ensure it's sustained well into the future. So consider that. You can have a lot of fun and make a difference all at the same time. Russ Collins, thank you so much, and we'll talk again next week.
We'll look forward to it, and ta-ta from Hollywood.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for another edition of Cinema Chat, 26 years and running now, and we'll do it every Thursday for as long as you want us to do it. I'm David Fair, and you are listening to 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti, celebrating 55 years of broadcasting to Washtenaw County and beyond.